Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com. Today, I'm going to talk to you about short stories. Wondering how to fit your big ideas into a small space? One of my fiction writing mentors once said that a poem is like going on a date, while writing a novel is like getting married. If that's true, and I think there is an element of truth lurking there, then writing short stories is somewhere in the middle. As a short story writer, you're likely past the point of taking your dad's pea-green Pinto to the malt shop to share a milkshake, but at the same time, you're not quite ready for a house in the burbs with a two-car garage and meatloaf on Wednesdays. First act. The first act of a short story is known by many names, the setup, the beginning, etc. Whatever you choose to call it, remember, short stories always begin in the midst of action. Short stories don't have the luxury of novels' long and expansive narrative preambles or a lot of time for creating believable characters. You have to begin with something, anything, getting into a car accident, being picked up by a Tyrannosaurus Rex, falling through the ice of a frozen lake, driving to grandma's, or selling something of great worth. It really doesn't matter what's happening, so long as something is happening, and that it's short. The beginning of the story should raise questions that need to be answered and introduce an event that needs to be resolved, in such a way that readers will be unable to put the story down. Second act. The second act is characterized by developing or rising action. It answers some of the questions raised in the first act, while at the same time raising new questions that will be resolved in the conclusion. The second act is where the readers get to know the characters. Sometimes it helps to write a character sketch for each one first. A short story doesn't contain many characters. There is no need or room for large ensembles. Two or three are usually more than sufficient, but bear in mind that this is a guideline and not a rule. The only rule, vague as it may be, is to use enough characters to properly tell a story, not a single character more or a single character less. Third act. In the third act, conflicts are resolved and there is a release of narrative tension or anxiety. Readers should feel satisfied at the end of the story. This doesn't mean that everything is necessarily sunshine and lollipops for the protagonist, although it could mean that. This means that readers are not left with any question about how the story is resolved. There are three main options to a short story resolution: win, lose, or draw. The protagonist's life will become better, comedy, worse, tragedy, or remain the same, which, depending on how you write it, it is either a comedy or a tragedy. A short story is short. A short story is predominantly characterized by the sufficient use of language. Ernest Hemingway once said that, "If a writer of prose knows enough of what he is writing about, he may omit things that he knows, and the reader, if the writer is truly writing enough, will have those feelings as strongly as if the writer has stated them." We love short stories and understand that sometimes it's difficult to know what should be omitted. So we are ready to help by offering numerous services that meet your needs. Why not try our manuscript critique services and make sure your short story is ready to survive on its own in that big world beyond the keyboard? This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.